right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a realtor or a inspector. And this week, it's Jackie Marano's turn from Southern Vermont Realty Group. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Getting some good feedback about you.
You are?
I am.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, And I'll tell you about it later. But
okay.
We got to get going on this Property Pulse.
Yes,
so what do you want to talk about today?
We've got a lot to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the end of last, 2 weeks ago, our episode, we sort of talked about how we've had some fun episodes, the last couple of spots.
Yes.
And I thought because of everything going on in the news and reports that are coming out and sort of some of the sensational real estate headlines that people might be ready for a real look at the market and what's going on.
Right, because it's springtime and people are getting itchy and they want to get out there, don't they?
Yeah, it's springtime and buyers want to buy houses and sellers don't want to sell.
They do want to sell them.
No, they do. They do want to sell them. But
they do.
If you were to just look at the headlines, like if you just quickly take a look at national news, it's doom and gloom, right? We know that.
Exactly.
That's pretty normal for national news to be.
And we were talking off air about it, about the market and how people can't really afford like a $400,000 house now. And, we got to get the prices down somehow.
Right. So that was your feedback to me just now, right? That, everything seems to be at 400 or over, and the average Joe can't afford that. And what you're feeling is accurate. I mean, that's true. I mean, the statistics and the data say that too.
Yes.
Right. It's not just a feeling. Sometimes, as sort of laymen in a situation or an industry, we have feelings about what's going on.
Yes.
But your feelings are correct. That is true. It is really hard for primary first-time home buyers and just, the average Vermonter or New Englander to compete and buy.
Speaking of competing, because that's what my next question was, is because when you're out there, which is, you must be reading my mind, because people are trying to buy a house and then you get the bidding wars and then they're all getting bought out.
Yeah.
From us little guys, let's say.
Yeah. So I think, a couple of years ago, of course, we know there was these huge bidding wars and sort of the little guy, the average Joe, the first-time home buyer, us, the me's, the you's, trying to buy a property. We couldn't even get our word in, right? You couldn't get an offer in fast enough.
Yeah.
And now there's a little more room for us, for the average Joe to get in there and get an offer in and buy a house. Things are on the market a little bit longer, but the prices really haven't come down.
Yeah.
And we don't have more inventory.
Right.
So even though it's not, 10 and 20 offers in, it still isn't fixed.
Yes, right. Because not everyone's selling. And like you say, there's no inventory and houses aren't $200,000 or $150,000 anymore.
Right.
Unless you get a junker or something.
Yeah, but even then, so there are only around, this estimate, about 45 single family homes in all of Windham County.
Wow.
Under $500,000.
Oh, man. What? Like, how are they supposed to move these?
So if you... on top of that, though, if you take those, let's just say 40 houses, and you say, okay, these six or whatever are fixer-uppers, like you can't just move into them. They need major help before you spend the night in them. They might have mold. They might have septic issues.
Yes.
So those are really not on the table for, the average Joe or the primary first-time home buyer, because that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
A lot of times their lenders aren't going to let them purchase those homes.
Right.
And they don't have the cash flow to make them safe and healthy homes. So if you take those right off the top, now we're down to, 35?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's really not great.
It's not great at all.
No. And for Windham County right now, the months of inventory, right? So how long it would take to sell every house is 3.5 months. That's not that long.
No, it's not. Right.
So, if a lot of homes, if we don't get some inventory coming on this spring, which I hope we do.
Yeah.
It is the time.
Right.
We're coming into those weeks where it is the time and more things should come on. But
because it's getting warmer and people do things when it gets warmer.
Yeah. And a lot of sellers wait until the spring to, like, we know nothing looks great right now.
Mm. Right.
It's muddy and yucky and there are no leaves and and people don't want to be moving in the middle of weather or school year.
Right.
And it's pretty normal for there to be a big push of the primary market for like Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it's enough.
Yeah, exactly. So you got any stats at all? Did you bring with you or anything?
So start right there with the months of inventory of like 3.5. That's not great.
No.
That doesn't give buyers a lot of choices.
Right.
But what that means too, and this is kind of you hate to say it out loud to a buyer, but I mean, it is a strong seller's market.
It is.
It is. You know, when you only have that level of inventory.
Right. What do you do? Just like, I think people are going to get stuck, or I mean, is there any light at the end of the tunnel for anyone?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there is a bit. So, I mean, there are certainly programs out there. There are lenders who've got tricks for days. There are realtors who are really good at their jobs. And if you're a buyer in this market, you need all of those things. Mm-hmm. You can't just be trying to do this on your own. You've got to have a good realtor. You've got to have a great lender.
Yes.
You know, when it's like this, it can be successful. You absolutely can, but you need a lot of help.
Right. And people really want to get the most out of their property, don't they? Like, they really, they're asking too much, you think? Is that what's pushing the prices up, do you think?
So the median sold price in Windham County, and I'm looking at March stats, right? April aren't out yet. They'll be out in another week, and then we can sort of re-gauge.
Sure.
And then June will even be more telling because hopefully we're going to get a lot of inventory. I say a lot, but hopefully we're going to get inventory
right,
in May.
Yeah.
So our June statistics will hopefully flip-flop this a little and we'll have some sort of happier things to report. But, you know, the median sold price in March was $435,000.
Wow. But those are just the average houses. Excuse me. That's not like a small house. Let's say a 1-2 bedroom. Is there any of those out there? Like, is there anything that people can afford? Like,
so there are, yes. And, you know, there's definitely some opportunity right now with what's on the market for people who are handy or they want to get a rehab loan.
Mm-hmm.
Even FHA has a rehab loan program. So
we're not talking full gut though. We're just talking like, what about just painting or sheetrock or something simple that somebody can do?
Yeah,
you know?
When those come on, you have to be ready.
Yeah. So
that's what goes under contract pretty quick. Because right now what's on the market, the median days on the market's like 89. So, you know, from a buyer's perspective, there's time, right? Things aren't going under contract right away.
Yeah.
But the prices still have not come down.
Yeah.
This we know. You know, we've, for the last 12 months, we've gone up a couple percent, gone down a couple percent. Really, I would say the market in Windham County and New England and Vermont is, you know, obviously we talk about there's little pockets and microclimates, but it's holding pretty steady for us.
Yeah, and the interest rate is pretty much, what, 6-7?
It's gone down a little. Yep, so same. And I think buyers are they're waiting. You know, they're waiting for the inventory.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the rates. And don't do that. Just be ready.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I was watching a show last night about it, and they said that they're kicking themselves for waiting.
Well, if the interest rates come down 1%, but the cost of the home goes up 2%.
Right. There's no point.
It's a wash. So if you're ready, we're ready.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time already.
Yes, I know. It goes
quickly.
We could
go on and on and on.
There's so much
we could do part two coming up.
I know. You know, when I get into the data.
Once you get
forever.
The new data, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's great. So how will somebody get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
So we love it if they can find us on the web at sovtrealtygroup.com. Of course, we're on all the socials. We're easy to find and happy to talk to anybody.
Great. All right. And you can also check out the Property Pulse on our website at wtsaradio.com. Click on the Property Pulse tab and you can hear all the Property Pulse that we've done, recorded since you've been here. for a while.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot up there.
There's a lot.
So you can learn a lot about real estate just by going through the podcast.
You can go through the podcast. And then when you need more information on what you hear, give us a call in, because we're just touching the surface of all of these things. Each one of these little podcasts could be, you know, a 2-hour conversation.
Absolutely.
And just trying to squish it all in.
Yeah, absolutely. You got that right. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in on the Property Pulse, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
And good luck out there. And you're doing wonderful things.
I'm going to go try and find some inventory for everybody.
Perfect. I need a new house. Thank
Everybody
you.
Does.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later. All right. There goes Jackie Marano from the Southern Vermont Realty Group at SLVTRealtyGroup.com. It is the Property Pulse in 96.7 TSA FM.